Okay, Sean, Rabbi Seitz's daf is Pesachim daf Chav Tes. And we are here in the middle of a question. We had started the Mishnah on Chav Ches that made a difference between Chametz that is owned by a Jew and Chametz that's owned by a Goy on Pesach. The concept of Chametz Sh'over Lav HaPesach. The Chametz that is owned by a Jew on Pesach is Asir Behana after Pesach, but a Goy's Chametz that's owned by a Goy on Pesach is Mutter Behana after Pesach, right? And that's, again, the mukkah for all of our selling chametz to the goy, etc., etc., so we can use it after Pesach. So we had initially quoted a brisa that has three opinions in it, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef Glili, in terms of what the deal is with the hana, the Isser hana of chametz on Pesach, and we had pointed out that none of them, we were about to point out that none of them seemed to fit the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon had said, let's start here with Rabbi Yehuda, rather. Rabbi Yehuda is first. He said, Chametz before this man, i.e. on Erev Pesach, at 6 hours after 6 hours on Erev Pesach, Bein La'achas man, and whether it's after Pesach, right, over Lav B'Lav, right, it's usher to have Chametz, to benefit from Chametz, and during Pesach, it's a lav and it's karis, right? Obviously, usher behana, and eating it is karis. Now, bal yirel by matzah is not karis, but it's bal yirel by matzah is a lav, and eating it is karis. Rabbi Shimon had said that chametz before and after Pesach is nothing, meaning it's mutter behana, and during Pesach, then obviously it's usher with a lav, and then also usher and karis if you eat it. Rabbi Yosef Glili had said that chametz is never usher behana. So the Gemara is about to say that the Mishnah does not fit like any of them. Just one quick word of what I left off yesterday. Rabbi Shimon had used a proof from Ben Nechar Lo Yochabo, that a Ben Nechar, as Rashi explains, someone who's not from, someone who is in their vernacular used by Shas, someone who's a Mumar, someone who is not doing what he should be doing. In a bad way, meaning totally rejecting Yiddishkeit. So he is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but he is chayiv and in eating matzah and mar. And I was a little bit confused in terms of what's going on over there, so I did just promise to look it up for a second. Sure enough, you learn something new every day. I had thought with that pasuk, there is a pasuk. This is Uben Nechar Lo Yochabo. I had thought that meant a goy is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Well, sure enough, I'm wrong. And the 13th mitzvah on the Sefer HaChinuch is Ben Nechar Lo Yochobo, that someone who's a mumar, someone who is mumar l'avodah zarah, someone who is basically rejected Jewish principles, is not allowed to partake of the Korban Pesach, but he is chayiv in Pesach, in matzah and in mar. And that was the proof that Rabbi Shimon wanted to bring. There is a Tosfos at the end of the Masechta, Daf Kuf Chaf, that asks, well, how does that work exactly? Meaning, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew, meaning he's still chayiv in Korban Pesach. Right? The fact that he's thrown off the yoke of Old Mitzvot, why does that mean that he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach? How does that, what's the chiddush over there? So Tosfos says that the case must be where he was a mumar when they separated the Korban Pesach and they did the tshuva. And now he wants to eat the Korban Pesach at night, but he wasn't counted as part of the minyan, because obviously at the point when they separated and divided themselves into groups, we'll see later in the Masechta that you have to be in a group to eat the Korban Pesach. So when you're in a group, so then he was exempt, he wasn't interested, he didn't join. So there the Gemara is going to, that's what Tosa says the Chiddush is over here, that he's not allowed to partake of the Korban Pesach. All right, either way, the Maisa, there is that, just you should know that there is that concept, and that's that halacha, and that's where Rabbi Shimon uses the proof. But either way, who is the Mishnah? So we're two lines up here on Chav Ches Amud Beis. So, money must nisa. So again, who is this Mishnah? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chametz Tamak Amar. Rabbi Yehuda makes no difference between the Chametz of a Jew or the Chametz of a Goy. Again, that's what we differentiated in the Mishnah. That's the whole point of the Mishnah, that the Jew's chametz on Pesach, if it was owned by a Jew on Pesach, it's Asur Bahana after Pesach, and the Goy's chametz is not. But Rabbi Yehuda does not say any difference between a Jew or a Goy when he just says the chametz after Pesach is Asur Bahana. Right? So he says chametz tamakamar, afilu denachri, right? Seemingly implying that a Goy as well. Rabbi Shimon, if it's Rabbi Shimon's Shita, so this shall not be Mishra Kashari. Rabbi Shimon says that a Jew's chametz after Pesach is mutter. So again, our Mishnah says a Jew's chametz on Pesach is aser. After Pesach is aser. And if it's Rabbi Yose Glili Shita, Zafili Tochzman Anami Mishra Kashari, Dehana. Well, it can't be Rabbi Yose Glili, right? Because forget after Pesach, he holds that Chametz is Mutter on Pesach. So who could it be? Who is the author of this Mishnah? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, La'olam Rabbi Yehuda, he really is Rabbi Yehuda. V'yolev Sor Dachila Misor Dere'iya. And he learns the Chametz about of eating from the chametz of seeing of bayir al baymatzei masor diriyah shalcha iyat haruah v'alat haruah shalachayim v'shal gavoa. Just like by bayir al baymatzei, the only chametz that's aser is shalcha, is yours. But if you see a goy's chametz or it's in your possession, but you're not responsible for it, so then you're not chayev on bayir al baymatzei. Safsor deachila shalcha iyat haruah v'alat haruah shalachayim. So too by eating, v'shagavoa, meaning so too by eating, your eating, the iser of eating chametz on Pesach while chiddush, is that your chametz is usher for eating on Pesach. A goy's chametz is not usher for eating on Pesach. Uvedinu, and logically, the aboyla misne afilu b'achila namishari. And really, the Mishnah could have said that a goy's chametz is also mutter on Pesach. Just vaydi tani yisrael aser b'hana tani nami nachri mutter b'hana. And the only reason it talked about hana is because that's what we started with. We said a Jew's chametz is aser b'hana after Pesach, so a goy's chametz is aser b'hana after Pesach. But in nachinami, you could have said that a goy's chametz is mutter b'achila on Pesach. I mean, that's a wild chiddush. But Rashi says, and Tosfos have a discussion here. How is that even possible? Right, the mindset, once you put it in your mouth, it becomes yours. Okay, I ain't shum for that discussion. But that's a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda seems seemingly Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's wild shita within Rabbi Yehuda that in a chenami, that a goy's chametz on Pesach is not even usher ba'achil. Okay. And the Gemara continues, uvedinu de'boyle le'misna da'filu toch zmanu mutter behana. And it should have also said that even on Pesach, a goy's chametz is mutter behana. Right? A goy's chametz is bechlal not considered chametz, at least. That would be usher. Just right, the Tani Yisrael, lachar zmano, Tani Nami, nachri, lachar zmano. But the Mishnah just wanted to be consistent with his language. So since it talked about a Jew after Pesach, it also talked about a goy after Pesach. But ain't a chenami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should make no distinction. You should make the full distinction between a Jew's chametz and a goy's chametz. And a goy's chametz would be straight up mutter across the board. Right, he just didn't mention it, and the Mishnah didn't mention it either because it wanted to be consistent with the language. Rava says, "La'olam Rabbi Shimon." Hey, no, really, the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter. Jews the chametz is mutter after Pesach. So Rabbi Shimon knasa kanis. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon holds that in a chenami it's mutter midoraisa, that a Jew's chametz is mutter midoraisa after Pesach. But there's a fine that Chazal were kones, where they levied a fine on somebody who owns chametz on Pesach. Since a person violated by Rabbi Matzei, the Chachamim assume that they made a fine on this person again because they were they did not get rid of their chametz properly. So therefore, their chametz is also after Pesach. So again, according to this understanding, Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa is just saying the din d'oraisa, and in the Mishnah, that's saying the din d'rabanan of the knas of the iser. Bishlama the Rava's Ligamar says, I understand according to Rava, Hainu Dikatani Shal Yisrael, Aser, Mishum Shalem, Arlo Yirat. Again, if you go back to the Mishnah, what is the language of the Mishnah? Mishnah said that a Jew's chametz is Aser v'ana after Pesach because Lo Yirat l'chasa'or, because of the iser of Bayer al Bayer Matzeh. Okay, so if that's understanding according to Mishum, that makes a lot of sense because that's exactly what we're talking about. Elo the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. So, but according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishum lo yachal chametz mibayalei. So, what do you mean, bayir al baymatzei? What are you talking about? It should have said that it was mutter. It's usher because of lo yachal chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz. So, Gemara says you're right. Misvaras a seifa koy. Then that pasuk of lo yirei lechasor is not going on the seifa. It's going on the reisha koy. It's going on the first part of the mission of Achi Kamar. This is what it means to say chametz shal nachri shavala pesach mutter behana. That a goy's chametz that was owned on Pesach by a goy is mutter b'hana. Why? Mishum shenemar lo yirei l'chasa'or. Because the pasuk says bayir al baymatzei only applies to Jews, and that's exactly the point. Yataroa, meaning shalchai yataroa, aval ataroa shalachar mishal gavoa. Right, that you're not allowed to wear You're not allowed to own your chametz, but you are allowed to have, see other chametz that belongs to goyim and shalhekdesh. V'yolav sor dechilim, sor de'ariya, and we learn the chametz about eating from the chametz about ba'ira ba'yimazim. Okay, fine. Meaning that's how they would both understand that drasha in the Mishnah. According to Rava, it makes a lot of sense. According to Rechav Yaakov, so then you'd have to just say that this pasuk in the Mishnah is not going on the second din, it's going on the first din. The Azdu L'Tamayu and Rav and Rechav Yaakov also agree with themselves, meaning this is their own shita throughout other places that we've seen. Did Mar, like it was said, Ha'uchas or Shalnachi Shavalav Pesach, anybody who eats chametz that was owned by a guy on Pesach, so the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Marloka, Rava says it's also Midoraisa, and therefore you get Malkus. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loka. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, you don't get Malkus. Rava Amar Loka, why does Rava say you get Malkus? Lo Yolif Rabbi Yehuda, Sor Dachilim, Sor Dariya, because he doesn't have that connection, he doesn't have that hekesh between chametz of eating and chametz of bayir al bayimatzeh. Meaning, chametz of bayir al bayimatzeh makes a distinction between a Jew and a guy, but Rava doesn't necessarily connect that to the isser of eating chametz. So therefore, it's usher to eat chametz, whether it belonged to a Jew or a guy. Right? Just there's only a difference according to Rava within Rabbi Yehuda Shita. There's only a difference between a Jew and a guy's chametz when it comes to bayir al bayimatzeh, but not by achila. So therefore, you get malchus. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loka. Right, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says you don't get malchus because you only saw the achilim, saw the reiyah, because he does make that drasha. And therefore, since you're not chayiv for bayir al bayimatzeh for a guy's chametz, you're also not chayiv malchus for eating a guy's chametz. Okay, now the Gemara says, V'hadar bei Rav Acha Bar Yaakov me'ahi. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov actually took back this analysis of Rabbi Yehuda. And now the Brisa is going to bring, we're going to bring a Brisa over here, and there are going to be five ways to understand this Brisa. The fourth one is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and that's how we're going to prove that he actually took back this understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so either way, so let's dive into it. Ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed. If someone eats chametz of hekdesh, or that belongs to the Pesach, hekdesh b'moed on Pesach. So Gemara says, Moal. The Brisa says he violates Me'ila. Now again, Me'ila means that you're benefiting from Hekdesh. Now just in terms of just one important, just to finish the thought, Yesh Omrim Lo Moal. Some people say you do not violate Me'ila. Now the important fact to know here is that for you to violate Me'ila, it has to be, we discussed about how it has to be Shogeg, okay, that's fine. But it also has to be worth something. If something is totally worthless, so then you're not benefiting from Hekdesh, right? This has to belong to be property of Hekdesh. And if something is totally, completely worthless, like Chametz on Pesach, for example, if it has no value whatsoever, so then that's not going to be considered taking something from Hekdesh, and you're not going to violate Me'ila. So if someone holds that you violate the Isser of Me'ila, so then you are that implies that it's worth something. So we have to figure out how that works. And conversely, if someone says you're violating Me'ila, lo ma'al, that means that the item in question was not worth anything when you consumed it or benefited from it. Okay, so Gemara says, man yesh omrim. Who is the one who said that you don't violate Me'ila by eating chametz of hekdesh on Pesach? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunin ben Akanah, it's Rabbi Nechunin ben Akanah's shita. The Tanya Gulan, the Reiser, Rabbi Nechunin ben Akanah, Haya Oseh, Yom Kippurim, Kishavos, the Tashlumim. Rabbi Nechunin ben Akanah has a shita about the concept of kimleib d'rav mine. Kimleib d'rav mine means basically if you do an action that has two isurim, one serious and one less serious, you only get the more serious punishment. So if you shoot an arrow on Shabbos and it tears through clothing on its flight, and in that flight it's going to be hotzah from Rishus Yavet to Rishus Rabim, etc. If you burn a fire and you damage some property and you're going to be chayiv for burning that fire on Shabbos, you're also chayiv to pay the guy for the damages. But since you're getting the worst punishment in Beis Din, so then you are only going to get the Misa, you're not going to get the Mamon, you're not going to get the Tashlumin. So Rabbi Nechunin ben Akanah applied that to Yom Kippur as well. Even though Yom Kippur is not Misa Bidei Shemet, Misa Bidei Beis Din, you don't get Skila for violating Yom Kippur, you get Karis. So Rabbi Nechunin, long story short, Rabbi Nechunin ben Akanah applies Kimlei by a case of Karis and Mamon. And just to read that inside, the Tanya Rabbi Nachum ben Akana Haya Osa Yom Kippurim Kishavas LaTashlumen. Ma Shabbos, just like Shabbos, Mischayev Ben Apsho Pater Ben Tashlumen. Who is Chayev? You get killed and you don't have to pay. So Af Yom Kippurim Mischayev Ben Apsho Pater Mitashlumen. So too by Yom Kippur, you are also going to be Pater from paying Tashlumen. Even though, again, that's not two punishments given out by Beis Din, it's given out, meaning it's given out by what's it called? It's given out by Shemayim, obviously, but he's going to be Pater. Meaning, what's it called? What's going on over here? By eating the chametz on Pesach, so since the, eating chametz is punishable by kares, so then you're going to be Pater from Me'ila. Then you're low ma'al. You're not going to be chayef to pay back, quote-unquote, the hekdesh that you violated. But really, according to this understanding, you would be chayef from Me'ila if you had not been chayef kares for the chametz. Rav Yosef says, no, the case is like this. That's number two. The potent is hakotchim lachil and the klavim come for me. The machlokas is whether you're allowed to be poda, whether you're allowed to redeem kotchim to feed the food to dogs. There's a Gemara somewhere. Where is that? Is that where it is? Hey, in Bechoros Tzmura? I'm not sure. I think it's in Tzmura. I could be wrong. Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. But there's a Gemara that says that basically that you're not allowed to be poda hekdesh. Usually you can be poda hekdesh, you can redeem hekdesh with money and then transfer the kedusha. But if it's not rola achila, so then if it's not fit to be eaten, so then you're not allowed to. The question is, what's the deal with giving it to dogs? Meaning if you're going to be derive some sort of benefit from it, but you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not able to eat the food. Let's see, one second. Fine. I mean, and the question simply is, does the item in question have any value whatsoever? Right? I mean, if you can't feed it to dogs, so that even though it's not roi l'achilas adam, a person cannot eat it, but if you can feed it to animals, so then it will have some intrinsic monetary value. If you cannot feed it to animals, then it doesn't. And that's exactly the point here, right? If it has some intrinsic monetary value, then you're violating the Isra Me'ila, and if it doesn't, so then you're not. So that's the question, that's what Rav Yosef explains. Now the question is whether you're allowed to redeem this item and give it to dogs. Ma'adam Ramo'al, according to the one who says, and obviously this would be talking within Rav Yosef Aglili Shita, who says that Chametz is Mudr Ba'anah on Pesach, right? Because obviously if it's Asr Ba'anah, you can't even give it to your dog. So the fact that we're entertaining a possibility to give it to the dog obviously is within Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says you're allowed to derive benefit from chametz. But either way, so it says the Gemara, Man Amar Ma'al, according to the one who says you do violate me, that's because some reported misagnation has a kachim lachilim leklavim. Right? Again, he holds that you can redeem kachim and give it to dogs, and therefore the item has monetary value, and therefore you're violating me'ila. Man Amar Lo Ma'al, again, according to the guy who says you're not Ma'al, so then because some ain't pod, and he holds you cannot redeem. And then there is no, obviously no monetary value here, and then you're not going to violate Me'ila. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Tana Le'laha, Shmaitzin Mishmeid Rav Yosef, Behar Lishna. Rav Acha Bar Rava understood Rav Yosef a little bit differently. And he said the following, the Kuli Alma Ein Podim Misagdeshim as a Kachim Lachil Meklav, and really everybody in our Brisa holds that you're not allowed to redeem Kachim to give to dogs to eat. But what's the machlokas here? But let's say something will cause an eventual value or an eventual loss. Is that considered to be money right now? Meaning, the chametz on Pesach, no value. Again, now we're flipping back to a shita of either Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chametz is asur bana on Pesach, so it has no value. But in a week, in 4 days, whenever Pesach is over, so then there will be value for this item. So that's a davar hagorim lamamon, something that causes monetary benefit. Right? Again, if you get rid of this item, right, and right now it's worth zero, in a week it's going to be worth, I don't know, $100. So is that causing someone a loss or not? That's the question, right? B'davar ha'gorim l'mamon k'mamon dami. Ma damar mo'al, according to the guy who says, you violate me'ila, sabar, davar ha'gorim l'mamon k'mamon dami. He shows that even though it's worth zero right now, since it will be worth $100 in a week, So then that is considered as if you were ma'al, as if you caused a monetary loss to Hekdesh right now. Uman da'amar lo ma'al, according to the guy who says there's no me'ilah, so then kasavar, da'amar agar, lo'am, lo'av, k'mam, lo'dami. Right, going to that one, he says, no, we don't view any future benefit as if the item has intrinsic value now. Right now, it's worth zero, it's asur b'hana, and therefore, you're not going to violate me'ilah, excuse me, when you partake of it. Now, here's the one that we needed for our purposes. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Dekuli Alma, Dover Agarim Lamamon, Kamamon Dami. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, everybody holds in our Braisa that Dover Agarim Lamamon is Kamamon Dami, that it is worth money because it's going to be worth $100 in a week. The Acham, what's the Machlokas here? But Pluk to the Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon Kamlevlegi. This is exactly our Machlokas, right, that we've been talking about the last daf between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. Mandamar Lomal, the one who says that you don't get Malkus, so he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, a guy who, again, who says that Chametz is Aser. Chametz Shalava Arva Lava Pesach is Aser. Manda Amar Mo'al, according to the one who says that you do get Malkus, that not that you get Malkus, that you do violate Me'ilah, that's Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that, you know, that Chametz is Mutter after Pesach. So therefore, again, if both of them are holding, it's Kamamon Dami, so the question is whether it will have intrinsic value after Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chametz will be Aser, so therefore it still won't have intrinsic Pesach in a week. It still won't have intrinsic value in a week, therefore it's worth nothing. According to Rabbi Shimon, it will be Mutter in a week, so therefore it has intrinsic value, even though right now it's worth nothing, it will be worth $100 in a week. But what do you see? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Aser after Pesach. One second, didn't Rav Acha bar Yaakov say that this is Rabbi Yehuda who says he connects the Isser of Bayra Bayamatze to the Isser of eating, meaning Goy's Chametz and Hekdesh Chametz is in the same boat. So if you tell me that only a Jew's Chametz is Aser and a Goy's Chametz is Mutter, right, so why would Rabbi Yehuda, again, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chametz is Aser after Pesach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that we had explained, said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a goy's chametz and therefore hektesh's chametz is as well is mutter after Pesach. So that's a complete stira. So apparently, ela hadar be Rav Acha bar Yaakov me'ahi. Apparently, you see that Rav Acha bar Yaakov took back his interpretation of our brisa, and therefore our brisa is like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you noticed before when we were reading, so that's how the halacha quotes, right? That you have the little aleph beis, the ein mishpat ner mitzvah. Right, we do paskin. It's Rabbi Shimon's shita that it is a knas for violating by Rabbi Yamatzi. Okay, one last interpretation of excuse me of our brisa right here. Ravashi Amar the Kuli Alma ein podim. Everybody holds that we are not allowed to redeem food that can be given to dogs. But Debra Agarin Lamamon Lav Kamamon Dami. Really, our brisa holds that anything that's worth zero right now is worth nothing. Right, even though it could be worth $100 in a week, doesn't matter. It's worth nothing right now. It's worth zero. So what's the machlokas? Acham Pukti Rabbi Yosi Aglili Verabanan. Right, simply this is the machlokas Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that Chametz is Mutar on Pesach. Behanoa, rather. Chametz is mutter behanoa on Pesach. The Chacham say it's not. So therefore, if you take some, if you take Hekdesh is chametz, right, so then you're going to be ma'al, it's going to be chayev, right? That's mandam or ma'al, Rabbi Yosef Glili, right? But mandam or lo ma'al, karabana. Right, so therefore, if it's worth something, right, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's not asur behanoa, so therefore you're going to be chayev for me'ila if you take chametz of Hekdesh. If it's not worth anything, like the Rabbanans, then you're not going to be chayev for me'ila, like the Yesh Omrim. Okay, now switching gears completely. Now we're going to talk about. Let's see here. Let's give a little one word of introduction. Here we're talking about concepts of mixtures. If you have some chametz that is mixed up and lost in with other pieces of chametz, like for example, like matzah year round is chametz, and if you buy matzah in Teves, which we're in right now, so it'll say in big letters, chametz, right? The matzah can be chametz. I know it's not, it sounds crazy, but matzah nowadays, they don't guard against leavening in 18 minutes, etc., etc. So let's say you lose some matzah with some matzah, right? Some matzah that's kosher l'Pesach, with matzah that's not kosher l'Pesach. So what's the deal with that? So in general, when you are dealing with cases of min bimino, solids, when you have two items that are the same, and put in there solids, meaning they're not mixed together, like unlike chicken soup, right? So that really, in general, we say that something called bittul beruv. That really, we if you have three pieces, for example, the classic case is you have three pieces of meat, one piece is treif. So we say bittul beruv, and you're allowed to eat it. Now, it is a discussion amongst the Rishonim, how many pieces you're allowed to eat. But if you have three pieces of meat that look exactly the same, one of them is treif, two of them are kosher, you're allowed to eat, let's say, at least one, really at least two, but at least one of the pieces of meat. Now, again, there's a lot going on over here, but I'm not sure how much to give of an introduction, but let's see if we're going to go with the Gemara, and then if something comes up that's unclear, I will I'll try and explain, or I'll apologize for inadvertently leaving you in the dark. All right, Amar Rav. Rav says like this, Chametz, if you have Chametz, Bizmano, on Pesach, Bein Bemino, Bein Shelo Bemino, whether it's mixed together, right? You, again, you lose it in a mixture, whether it's confused with items of its own kind, right? It's Bemino, right? It's the same items, or below Bemino, or in different items, right? So then, Oster. Then it's going to be Oster, right? Again, there's no, basically the concept is there's no Bittul when it comes to Chametz on Pesach. Shelo Bezmano, let's say it's after Pesach. So, bimino usr, if you lose, let's say, 6 pieces of matzah in 20 pieces of matzah, right, so then, and one of them is chametz, one of them is not, so then it's usr. Shelo bimino, but if you lose with different items that are not similar, meaning other types of items, so then mutter, then it's going to be mutter. Squash says, b'mayaskina, what is the case? Ilim b'nosing tam, if it's the case where there is no sing tam, there is enough flavor. I should have probably mentioned that. Let's say you have the classic case of an issue of being nosing tam is when you have a mixture that you can't tell where what is what. Let's say the classic case, chicken soup, milk falls into chicken soup. So if milk falls into chicken soup, that is two liquids that are mixed together. You cannot find right the milk, you cannot find the chicken soup, it's all together, etc. So the question is, if the milk is going to be benosing tam, if it's going to impart flavor to the chicken soup, and we assume, let's say, milk and chicken soup, generally we assume that's 60 to 1, right? That's the concept of batel b'shishim. Obviously, it's a discussion whether batel b'shishim is a function of benosing tam or not, but either way, if you're talking about two items that are lost within each other, the distinguishing factor is whether they are benosing tam or not. If you can taste the item, the chicken, the milk, let's say, for example, in the chicken soup, so then it is osur. If you cannot taste the milk, then it is batel, then it is no good. So the question is like this. What are we dealing with when we say, when Rav made this halacha? Ilayim benosin tam, shalob bezmano. If you're telling me there is tam, I take it back. If you're telling me it's you can taste the chametz in whatever mixture it is, shalob esmano shalob amino mutter, how in the world could Rav say that after Pesach, even if it's mixed with something that's not the same min, how could that be mutter? Hayav taima, right? It gives flavor. Like I said, that's the whole point. If you can taste the milk in the chicken soup, then it's not batel. There's a problem here. So if by Rav definition, if he's going to tell me that shalob amino mutter, that if it's mixed with something that's not the same item as the chametz itself, if that's going to be mutter, right, it must be that it's not benosin tam, right? Ela b'mashu, rather, it must be that it's just with a little bit that got lost, and that there is no nesinas tam. So the Gemara now asks, chametz bizmano bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino aser. Right, again, we had said that if chametz on Pesach, whether it's mixed with something that's the same type of food that got lost, or something else, that's mixed with something else, that is osur. The Rav Tamei. So that's Rav Shita. The Rav Shmuel Damer Tevayu. Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. Right? The Bemino B'mashu. Shalom B'mino B'nosin Tam. Right? This is Rav Shmuel. Let's say any Yisurim, any Yisra Achila, if it's mixed with its own species, its own kind, so then it's osur B'mashu. Again, that that it doesn't work. There's no bittul. That's not necessarily how you paskin, but that's... there's no bittul, but shalom amino, and if it's mixed with something that's not its own kind, its own species, its own type of food, so then benosin tam, it's only osur if there's flavor there. So that's exactly the point, right? Again, Rav is machmer like that, that if chametz is mixed with bimino, on Pesach it's osur even with a little bit. Rav gozer chametz shalom bezmano. And Rav was gozer that chametz on bismano shalom b'mino. And Rav is gozer on Pesach if chametz got mixed with something that's not its own min. Rav is gozer be'atu mino, because you might get confused with the food that when it's mixed with its own min. V'shalom bismano, and he was also gozer in terms of when chametz is after Pesach, right? But mino aser k'Rabbi Yehuda. I guess he wasn't gozer. That's probably a bad word, but meaning after Pesach, he holds that bimino aser, if it's mixed together with the same type of food, then it's aser like Rabbi Yehuda again, like we said before, that the chametz is aser when after Pesach. V'shalom bimino, if it's not its own type, meaning if the chametz is mixed with some other types of foods, so then mutter, so that is going to be mutter. And the shalob is mano, and after Pesach, the shalob amino, auto amino, kulihai lo gazrino. And there's no gzera of chametz that's mixed with other types of foods, because you may come to confuse it with chametz mixed with its own type of foods. Meaning we're not gozer chametz shalob amino, because of to chametz bimino, meaning atu amino, that you make it confused with chametz that was mixed together with its own type. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says chametz bimino. Keep on doing that. Chametz bizmano. If you're talking about chametz on Pesach, then bimino aser. It's mixed. It's aser if it's mixed with its own kind. Shalom bimino mutter. If it's different types of food, however, then it's going to be mutter again because it's not no sintam, because there is not enough food here. There's not enough of the chametz to make a significant impact on the item. Shalom is mano after Pesach, so then bimino ben shalom bimino mutter. Then regardless of what it's mixed with, the chametz is mutter. And the Gemara explains what's Shmuel's logic. Chametz bismano bimino aser. Shmuel latame. Shmuel is this is Shmuel shita. This is Rav Shmuel. Rav Tavayo called the Shmuel Shabbatar. Right. Bimino aser b'mashum. Shalom bimino no same time. Right? Again, that's what we quoted before. That chametz. That's Rav and Shmuel both agree that chametz on Pesach, right? If it's mixed with the same type of food, right? Different matzahs together, different chametz soup and regular soup, so that's going to be aser b'mashu, right? With any amount that falls in, and if it falls into something that's not the same item, it's aser but no same time. It's aser if it imparts flavor. Shalom b'mino, shalom b'mino and atu minan, lo gozer. Shmuel is not gozer, chametz that fell into lo b'mino, meaning something that fell into non-similar items on Pesach, because you may get confused and think that chametz that fell into similar items is similarly mutter. We're not gozer that, according to Shmuel. Shalom b'mino, chametz after Pesach, b'mino ben shalom b'mino mutarin, is mutter regardless. K'Rabbi Shimon, right? He holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says that chametz is mutter after Pesach, right? There's no concept of chametz shavalav ha-Pesach. Again, that's midoraisa. Okay. Right, again, we'll talk about Bli Nedra. We'll get to it. Since Shimon agrees it's also midoraban, so maybe why doesn't Shmuel say it's also midoraban? Okay, maybe he does. Okay, Gemara, we'll talk about it. Okay, just to finish off today, we're not going to get that today, but Rabbi Yochanan Shita, what does he say? Chametz bizmano, bein bimino, bein shalom bimino, also but at the same time. Right, so now a little bit different. Again, Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel had said if chametz is mixed with its own min, with its own type of food, it's aser b'mashehu, it's aser with any amount. Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's only aser if the chametz gives some sort of flavor to the mixture. Shalom is mano, but after Pesach, bein shalom b'minan mutter, whether it's bimino or shalom bimino, that's going to be mutter. And the Gemara explains, chametz bizmano bimino b'shalom bimino b'nosin tam. That's Rabbi Yochanan Tame, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lagish Tamer Tavayah, right? They both say, Koli Shon Shabbatorah, Shabbin Beminon, Ben Shalom Beminon, Benosin Tam. Again, according to Rabbi Shlagish and Rabbi Yochanan, for an Isser Achila to mess up, to make a mixture, Usser to eat, right? It has to impart some sort of flavors. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that if it's on Pesach and it's mixed with similar items, similar food items, it's only also if it's in the same time. Shalom is mano after right, Pesach. So ben bimino ben shalom bimino. Then regardless, it's going to be mutter. Right, that's Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon that chametz is also after Pesach. Okay, we'll continue with this discussion a little bit tomorrow. I think maybe a lot of it actually, if I'm not mistaken. All right, either way, we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.